More with Mo. My name is Mo Reese. More with Mo is brought to you by the fine people at Juliland.com. Today, as always, I'm joined by the man who spends his days watching soap operas on TV, Mr. Richard Avery.
I don't watch soap operas. Actually, I do watch, mostly during the days, I watch HBO movies all day long.
Oh, they just play.
And actually, be honest with you, what I really watch during the days is whatever was I TiVo'd from the night before.
Ah, nice. So no soap operas?
I haven't in years. I used to watch All My Children all when my I was children. In high school.
When I grew up, my mom watched all the ABC ones. So it was General Hospital, One Life to Live. And I grew up watching those. So for a good 10-year period, I remember soap operas.
Remember Erica?
Oh, yeah. No, and she's back on a show. She's on Devious Maids.
I know.
Yeah, no. I love that show. That is my soap opera now. I love that TV show.
All My Children was a big deal back in my day.
I know. They're almost all gone now.
Yeah.
My grandmother watched General Hospital from when it came on till the day she died. And I remember taking a picture of the actual hospital or whatever county general it is and sending her a picture of it and her being so excited because it was General Hospital. So we're babbling on now, but we are here to talk about television. And my guest today is Nikki Huntsman, who is a huge fan
and
of
TV.
And
that's N-I-C-K-E-Y.
M-O-U-S-E. Nikki Huntsman, how are you doing today?
Wonderful. How are you?
I am fantastic. So rumor has it, I heard out my talent wrangler, Alex Chance, told me that you're a big fan of TV.
Yes, I am.
So we're gonna talk a little bit. So are you a TV fan or more of a casual watcher? I mean, are you, when I say fan, there's a fan that's obsessed with watching TV, or are you okay? I watch a couple episodes of TV a night.
Oh, I'm actually obsessed with it. I'm the type of person who will marathon like the seasons.
Oh,
and the
you're
shows.
The binge watcher.
Yeah, I'm a binge watcher, and I was actually the type of person who wouldn't miss an episode back when it was like on cable or something. I was so dedicated to Inuyasha when I was in junior high.
To what show?
Inuyasha. It's an anime. It was on Adult Swim.
Oh wow, she's going way over our heads.
I was into Johnny Quest.
I was so in love with Inuyasha that I would get up every morning at 4 a.m. to watch it at 4:30 a.m. I would usually put off my homework the night before, and I would like wake up super early and do my homework on the commercials, watch Inuyasha and Full Metal Alchemist and Trigun in the mornings and Samurai Champloo.
Wow, so you're Adult Swim all the way. So
now back in the day I was, yeah. No, okay. not
so, and
now.
What are your shows now?
Well, right now I'm currently into this show called 12 Monkeys.
Oh,
it's
I
on
haven't
Hulu.
Started that yet. No,
oh, it's so good.
I heard it's really
it's
good.
It's so good.
They have the whole season one on Hulu.
I finished
now.
It already.
Yeah, no, I want to see that. It's based off the movie. The Brad Pitt
Right.
And what's his name?
Who's the star in this?
I don't know the names of the actors in real life, but I like the show. It's really good. I finished the whole first season in one day.
Do you watch Walking Dead?
I don't. I'm not a zombie fan.
What about AMC? I mean, AMC has had some great shows. So, you know, they've had Mad Men. They've had, I can't remember the latest Kung Fu type show.
That was amazing.
Halt and Catch Fire. Do you watch any of the AMC?
I can honestly say that I don't have cable. I just watch Hulu, Netflix, and things online.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm cheap. I don't want to spend my money on it. I used to spend my money on cable, and then I said, fuck it. It's better to just get Hulu because I can watch the new episodes the day after they come out. And it just works better that way. I like to watch Once Upon a Time. Whoa. That's one of my favorites. I've seen every episode of that, every season so far. I'm really excited for the next season.
Now, did you pay the extra for the Hulu so you don't have commercials?
Yeah, no commercials.
Yeah, for $3 more, I don't have to watch a fucking commercial. Through most programs, there's a few. Seems to be some of the ABC programs you have to watch commercials.
And you can also pay like an extra $10 a month for like movies and other things too, and I do that as well.
I just have Netflix. It seems like all you need is Netflix.
Well, if you want to watch current stuff, that's why
then Hulu's
Hulu.
Better because Hulu will release the episode the day after it comes out.
Oh, okay.
So if you want to watch Once Upon a Time and you miss it the night before on TV, you don't have to TiVo it or anything. It's cool.
That's how I've been watching Arrow.
I have cable for that, and I have two DVRs, so I'm recording shit.
See,
all the
time. You're handling it differently. Ours is the live stream, you know, the streaming, and because I've never owned a DVR.
Really?
Neither
have I.
I've never had one. I miss TiVo. I miss that altogether.
Did you have a VHS?
I did.
Nope. Yep.
My mom and dad would do that. Yeah, they would set the timer for me because I didn't really want to deal with it. But they would record my shows on VHS back in the day.
Nice. Yeah. It's always fun. I actually pulled out a tape that had an old movie that I had recorded off TV, and it's just we plugged in the VCR because I was actually doing a review for Blago Porno, and I had an old VHS tape, and I plugged in this other one that had, and it was like Punchline, that movie Punchline with Sally Field. Yeah, and I have no idea
That's a horrible movie.
No idea, but it's just like shit quality. It's not SD. It was barely D. It was like,
I don't mind VHS though. VHS is so good.
It was like the 8-hour run. It was like they're stretching this tape as much as they can.
I was thinking about the quality, like how bad that is.
It was so bad. Now, how many TV shows do you think you have in your arsenal that are current TV shows that you watch regularly?
Current, probably not that many. I like to rewatch a lot of older shows because I feel like older television was better than a lot of the shit on TV.
Okay,
nowadays. Let's.
I gotta ask this question. Define older. Are we talking the 90s?
I actually like stuff like I Dream of Jeannie, Bewitched. I like really old shows, and then I like Three's Company. I like Who's the Boss.
Oh my god!
I like Married with Children.
So
fucking
you're
love
slowly making it from the 70s. Into
you tell
the
me
80s.
The Dick Van Dyke Show, like in the 50s.
I like a lot of older television
like
shows,
TV Land type stuff.
Yeah, my parents actually raised me with a very eclectic taste in movies and television shows. I like the Lawrence Welk Show, if you remember that.
Watched it every Sunday.
Back when Nick at Night had actual stuff, it was like Car 54, Where Are You, and Dobie Gillis.
I miss those days.
It was great, and they had they also had Laugh-In. And that was fun.
It's Aspire TV now. There's a channel that I think it's called Aspire that does shows old stuff.
Are you guys like a fan of the Carol Burnett Show? Or also, I really, really love Weird Al TV.
Based off UHF? Was that based off that movie or?
I don't know.
Weird Al.
Weird Al TV?
Yeah.
He had his own television show where it was like comedy skits and little parodies
and stuff. Oh,
really?
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Didn't last very long.
It was really good, though. And it's funny because if you go to his shows, I know that last time I went to a show, White and Nerdy concert, in between costume changes and stuff, they have big screens and they play Weird Al TV. So you're still entertained while you're waiting for the different songs to start.
Wait, does he still wear the fat suit when he gets fat? I saw that in
incredible.
1992 or
he
something.
He still does that.
County Fair in 92 in Vancouver, Washington. I still remember. It was like, we're out standing in a field.
I just worry about you sometimes.
I'd have to say Weird Al gives the best performance out of everybody I've seen live. He puts on one hell of a show.
Yeah, it's a fun show. Now, how many shows do you think that you have watched from beginning to end? Meaning you started, I'm going to use Law and Order, you know, 20 years worth of it. How many TV shows have you watched the entire series every single episode?
If I like the show, I will watch it fully through.
Okay.
So a shit ton. I know that Desperate Housewives is one of my favorites. Also Criminal Minds. I've seen every episode of that. I also like to watch Deadly Women, and I like to watch a couple other investigation discovery shows, and I've seen every episode of certain things.
God, it's like I'm sitting here with my girlfriend.
Do you have a big TV to watch this all on, or do you like, is there like, I watch most of my TV on my iPad. I just don't.
I have a huge television back in Colorado. I haven't moved it out here yet. It's still with all of my junk at my house in Colorado. I actually watch everything on my computer screen, which it's not a small screen, but it's not as big as my TV. It's medium.
You just get really close to it.
No.
It feels like a big screen. Hold it 3 feet out. Woo!
No, I just lay on my bed and watch.
What's the worst show? What's the show you hate? Mo, do you have a show?
Pretty much all this vampire shit that Alex keeps watching, because I don't watch. I mean, I'll come home and I'll let her finish up an episode and stuff. And some of the Once Upon a Time, it's not the show that I would watch. I come in every so often where she's finishing it up and I'll watch the episode. But I'm not so much into the fantasy when it comes to that. I watched The Walking Dead, which could be considered fantasy, I guess.
But that's so well done.
It's not sci-fi. It's kind of a, but a lot of the vampire stuff just doesn't.
Yeah, I know. But we like the comic book shows.
Yes.
Comic book shows.
Okay. Did you see Arrow the other night?
I did. I'm caught up on Arrow. I am not caught up on Legends of Tomorrow. Caught up on Flash. One of the reveals on Flash was really good. Yeah. Gotham is coming back. By the time this is aired, it is back. One of the greatest shows. And it's not a spoiler, but Jada Smith, Pinkett Smith, whatever. She's coming back. Fish is coming back.
Nice.
So, nobody dies in comic book land.
I like the fact that out of all these shows right now. There's so much TV right now. There's like literally, there's too much. There's so many shows that I would like to watch. I just don't have the time for.
I feel you. Like, I would like to watch a lot of the comic book shows, but I usually don't have the time. Yeah. I know that one that I did watch, like, start to finish back in the day was Smallville, mm-hmm. the Superman one. I absolutely loved that.
Are you a comic book fan to begin with?
Yeah, I am, actually.
So I gotta ask this question. Mo's gonna look at me funny now. Are you a Marvel or DC person?
I prefer Marvel, but fuck, I do you. Like DC.
God damn it.
For DC, I'd have to say I love Batman.
Yes.
But besides Batman, I'm not that big on the other ones that much. Like Superman, so-so.
Yeah.
Not my favorite. I like more of Marvel, honestly. Marvel is cooler. A little bit better.
Like cooler.
Yeah.
Cut her mic. She's done. So we talked, you watch your TV, not on a TV really. There's so many different formats to watch your television. So you don't watch just standard, click on the tube, click through the channels.
Not anymore. I used to, but no.
And did you, I mean, would you just stop on a show or just stop on a commercial or whatever when you're channel surfing and just stop and watch it? Or are you specific?
I used to look at the guide and I would know what I wanted to watch and when, and I would usually do other things during the commercials and just leave it on that channel because I don't want to miss like it going back to my show. Mm-hmm. I was the type of person who would like do sit-ups during commercials or push-ups, like try to stay in shape a little bit even though I'm being lazy and watching my show. Huh. Or I would do my homework during commercials.
Have you ever masturbated during TV?
No, but I've masturbated during video games.
It's vibrating.
Keep getting shot.
Actually, no, not in that sense. In the sense that my best friend and I, we would take turns with the back massager and the game controller. Like, I'd play until I died, and while I was playing, she would masturbate with the back massager. And then if I died, then it would be my turn with the back massager while she would play. And
she's
it would
just
be back
dying
and forth.
In Mortal Kombat.
I'm going to blow myself up. Okay, great. Give me the damn thing back.
But no, we would take turns. And it was funny.
How old were you?
Like 10 or 11. Oh. And we were sitting side by side. It's like we'd be masturbating and gaming together. We were naughty little girls.
Now, has there been a TV show that you watched that has been canceled too soon for you?
The Man Show.
Oh, really? That's an interesting.
That was my favorite.
While.
It was on for 5 years. And then as soon as they switched to the new host, they fucked it up in one episode and got it canceled. Yeah, I did not like those vulgar pieces of shit.
Was that on FX?
No, it was on Comedy Central.
Oh, that's right. That's right. You're right. Yeah. You're right.
Then they did Crank Anchors. That was
I loved like
the,
that
yeah,
show
they did that
so
right
much.
Afterwards.
I remember watching that a couple
it
times.
It was on during The Man Show, actually. It was before it got canceled because I used to watch both. And also South Park was...
Yes.
Yeah, I used to watch all of those. My dad like would let me watch whatever I wanted as a kid. I would watch The Man Show, South Park, Crank Anchors, all that with my dad when I was in like second grade.
Oh, gee. Oh. God, so. I was in college when South Park came out.
You're old.
I was in second grade. I was like
Mo,
seven.
Mo, you're old.
I was like seven or eight when like, South Park premiered.
You're like, Mo, you're like really old.
Wow. So can you name your all-time favorite television show?
Mo, do you remember
when I'd have to say TV? How I Met Your Mother would be my all-time favorite.
Okay.
Oh.
Okay. I love it.
Okay, it started...
The way it ended pissed me off.
But I loved the first like 2-3 seasons it worked, and then they just... the joke got old, and it just got... About the last two seasons, I couldn't even watch, because it was just like, oh, right.
It wasn't as good by the end, but I still liked it.
The first 2-3 episode series were like... Seasons were so good,
so
though.
Good.
Like, so good. So good. And then it just got like a... It just got... Like, it just was on one season too long.
It was repetitive.
Long. Yeah. And the ending-wise, I thought that was kind of a cheap, crappy ending.
It was. After all I these didn't years. Like the ending. The ending pissed me off.
Because
did you
he,
know
like,
that
he
they get... made an alternate ending?
Yeah. But, like, didn't they, like, the ending was, like, he married her.
Yeah,
then
she
dies.
And then he's
goes
going
back
for
to,
Robin.
Goes back to, like, really? Like, that's how stupid. And I just thought that was just, really dumb.
I watched that show just sporadically. It wasn't really my thing. Now, you've mentioned a number of times, you know, sci-fi and fantasy. Do you have a specific show that you really, really enjoyed?
Oh, my God. There are so many that I love sci-fi-wise.
Battlestar Galactica?
Yes.
I haven't really watched it that much.
Oh, you have to... Not the original. The original's fine. It's a classic. And, it, you know, Richard Hatch was great. But the new version, the early, I guess it's mid-2000s that it came out?
Early 2000s,
that was phenomenal.
I didn't want to like it, and I didn't watch it like the first season or two, and then a friend of mine got me into it and said, you know, you got to watch this. And then I started watching it, and I was hooked.
Addicted. Yeah.
I'm just going to list off a few of my favorites, because I can't really pick just one, but absolutely love Buffy, The Twilight Zone, Warehouse 13, Lost Girl, of course, fucking 12 Monkeys. That's incredible. Mm-hmm. And Stephen King's new show with James Franco. I can't think of what it's called. It's like 11 something 63.
No, I haven't heard
it's
that
a new
one.
Hulu show, and it's releasing like an episode each week. And James Franco's the lead character. It's a time traveling one. It's Stephen King book that they turned into a TV show. Fucking incredible so far. They've only have like 2 or 3 episodes out so far, and it's been good with every episode. I like it a lot.
Now, do you enjoy Hulu where they may release a new episode every so often? And I know, I think Amazon does it. The Netflix does the, we're releasing the entire series in one day. Here is Orange is the New Black. Here is House of Cards. Do you prefer one
of
them? Oh,
God, it's so hard, because I love the fact that they release it all in one day with Netflix so I can binge watch it, but then it ends way too quick. So yeah, with Hulu, I like the fact that they do it once a week, because I will binge if it's all there in front of me. And it's better when you don't binge, because it lasts longer. So it's just kind of give or take on what you're in the mood
for. Are you looking forward to Daredevil season 2?
I am. Daredevil, me I'm too. Definitely looking forward to.
I'm looking forward to that big time.
Now, have there been any shows that you've watched multiple times, the entire series multiple times?
Desperate Housewives is one of them. The Wire. I've done that with a lot of people.
The Wire. I've watched that like 10 times each, at least.
I watched Galactica a couple times. I rewatched Breaking Bad with Alex before
the last season. I've only seen one episode of that show.
I loved that.
That's a show I got to get into.
I watched the first episode the first time, and I was like, what's this pile of shit? I'll never watch this again. Then I came back a year later. Somebody said, no, sit down and watch it. So I did that. So I rewatched it with her. I had to rewatch part of Walking Dead with her, rewatch 3 or 4 seasons of Mad Men. So it was like I enjoyed those, but I have to go through and say the show that I can rewatch over and over and over again, it's The West Wing. Aaron Sorkin, one of the best shows ever on television.
I've only watched the first parts of the first season, but I know, I like Aaron Sorkin a lot. Like, I love Eric. I think he's just genius, and I liked it, but I never really got, it's another one of the shows that I just don't have time to watch. Like, I would love to watch that show, but
I just let it play in the background if I'm retouching, if I'm doing whatever. It's like, it's almost like the characters, and it gets to the point, and I don't know if other people, I think a lot of people do, but it's almost like I know these people so well. It's like I've seen the show so many times that I remember a lot of the lines where I'll go, oh yeah, they're going to say this. But it's like I almost know these people.
Did you watch Studio 60?
I did.
I love that show.
I wasn't as big of a fan of Studio 60 on Sunset Strip.
Yeah, whatever it was called. Yeah.
But I really enjoyed
it was HBO show.
That, yeah.
News show, whatever it was.
Newsroom.
Newsroom. I thought that was... No, not Newsroom. What was it called? Something else.
I thought it was The Newsroom.
No, something.
Now, do you watch... do you go so far out to do HBO Go and watch, you know, your Game of Thrones and things like that?
No, I don't.
I don't either.
Have you ever watched Game of Thrones?
I've seen a couple of episodes.
Oh my God, it's so good.
It was good. It's just more or less, I don't really have time. And when I do have time, I usually pick shows that are right there. Hulu, Netflix.
Well, maybe instead of going out on nice, healthy hikes and getting outside and having a social life, maybe you should stop that stuff and spend more time at home watching TV.
Maybe I should. But then again, like,
this whole healthy thing is just getting in the way of TV.
I like being healthy.
No. Oh.
Well, healthy is good, but TV is better.
Exactly.
I
watch a doctor show. That balances it out.
Exactly. I sometimes when I've gone to the gym in the past at some point in time, I've watched TV shows while at the gym, and you know, it makes me go the full 42 minutes or whatever, you know, the show length. So I should probably do that more often. Take the Kindle and do the
might as well.
Yeah, give that a try.
Do you remember your favorite TV show when you were really little? Like, did you have a show as a kid that you just had to watch?
Oh, God, it was So Weird.
Okay.
That's the name of it.
Never heard of it.
So Weird. It was on Disney Channel. It was a Canadian show, and it was only on for like 2 seasons,
like
I think.
Like the Degrassi High kind of a thing?
No, it was actually kind of X-Files-ish. The mom and the daughter were in a little RV thing traveling around the U.S. and the mom was a rock star and the daughter would deal with different supernatural creatures and things happening.
That sounds so Canadian.
It was really good.
And they had, and on the show, they had free healthcare.
Honestly, though, a lot of today's TV is Canadian because, you know,
they're all shot in Canada.
They're all shot in Arrow. I mean, pretty much the whole CW is shot up there.
It is, pretty much.
Galactica was actually shot up there, too.
No, it,
I like Canadian CW shows.
I think all of CW is shot in.
Is it? I mean,
tell me a show that's not shot in Canada on CW.
Yeah, no, it was.
What do you think the C stands for? Canada.
Yeah, exactly.
I like the CW, and I used to watch a lot of shows that were from Canada, like Braceface was one of them. So Weird. Trying to think, there's a couple other ones, but I like Canadian shows. Canadian television's usually pretty good.
Do you like
good.
Canadians?
Yeah, they're nice. But I'm also partially French Canadian, so that could be part of it. I've never been to Canada, but my family.
Take off, eh?
It's quite nice, and if you ask what kind of food you should get, especially in Toronto, it's poutine. That's it. Is there anything else to do in Toronto? Go up the tower and eat poutine. And so I must have gained 5 pounds just off eating that shit. It's so good.
I've been to Toronto.
Toronto. Nikki Huntsman, thank you so much for coming out, talking about TV. Where can your, when you're not watching, do you do social media while you're watching TV?
Yeah, I do, actually.
Do you tweet about the shows that you're on?
Occasionally, not always.
Yeah.
Because a lot of my shows are just so nerdy, or I'm watching things that most people in my fan base wouldn't watch, like Sabrina. I've been rewatching that lately. Mm-hmm. And I know that most people aren't going to be watching Sabrina the Teenage Witch on my fan base.
Well, Nikki Huntsman, where can your fans find you and see you tweet every so often about TV?
Okay, everybody can find me on Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, and Social 18 at Nikki Huntsman, NikkeyHuntsman.
It goes so well. It just rolls off your tongue. Mr. Avery, do you ever tweet about TV or Instagram about TV?
I do, actually. Can you hear one funny story? No. I'll tell it quickly. Quick story. Last Saturday, I tweeted hashtag Black Sails is the best show on TV, because it is the best show on TV. Hashtag Black Sails, best show on TV. And then somebody from Black Sails retweeted it.
Oh,
very nice.
I was like, oh my God.
So some bot out there saw ooh, it's a hashtag.
Spoil it for me. Thanks a lot, Mo. Appreciate that. I was hoping it was Captain Blackbeard.
Well, my name is Mo Reese. You've been listening to More with Mo. You can find me on Twitter at MoXXX, or Mox, as some people like to call me. And I try not to do spoilers, but I do tweet about the TV I am. And I've had some retweets too, and that's always fun. Gotham, you guys need to retweet me more often. I give you guys a lot of shout outs. You can check me out on Instagram, The Average Mo. I post pictures every so often on there. But if you really want to see what I do, check out TheAverageMo.com, where you can see all sorts of photos, videos, and you can listen to this show. Thanks for listening.